Good morning. It's 10:40 a.m. on Wednesday, April 7th, 2021, and the April meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is called to order. We'll do a roll call. Dale Nibley, present. Suzanne Coleman?
Present.
Sherry Mays?
Present.
Eileen Pettit?
Present.
Terry Brown?
Present.
And Michael, I think, is maybe going to join us late. Deb will not be on the call. We also have present Megan Dorian, our executive director, as well as Scott Donald, our assistant attorney general. First thing is declaration of conflicts of interest. We hear none. While we review, discuss, and approve of minutes from the March telephonic meeting.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept the minutes as written for the March 3rd meeting.
This is Sherry Mays. I second that.
It's been moved by Suzanne Coleman, seconded by Sherry Mays to approve the minutes as written for the March meeting. Any discussion? Do a vote, roll call vote. Dale Nibley, aye. Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
And Terry Brown was not on the meeting, so he can't vote on it. So that is enough for passing. The four members that were present on the call have voted aye to approve the minutes. Therefore, they are approved as written. Moving on to the next item, which is director's report.
The renewal of 2021 establishment license through e-licensing has started on April 1st and ends June 30th. Also, the board has started the process of digitizing license applications prior to e-licensing database. The board is advancing the transition to become paperless.
Cool.
Is that going to be good?
Well, it gets everything out of paper and gets it where it's easier access and quicker, which is all most of the current ones. Okay. Thank you for that report. I'm going to move number five. I'm going to move to after number six. We'll do number six first. We have applications for licensure. Gosh, look at this. 2, 4, 6, 7. 7 applications for licensed optician.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Okay. I would like to make a motion that we accept the following applications for licensed optician for Aiden Zarita, Christina Rachel Jennings, David Collins C-Katz, Jessica Michelle Ellis, Juliana Paso, Leonard Rassam, and Manny Jose Alarcon.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I would like to second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved by Suzanne Coleman, seconded by Sherry Mays to accept these 7 applications for licensing. Any discussion? We'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nibley, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
And Terry Brown?
Aye.
Welcome to our new 7 opticians. Welcome to our group. 6B, application for reinstatement.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we accept the application for reinstatement for Lucinda Michelle Brewer Tarango.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that.
It's been moved by Suzanne and seconded by Sherry to accept this application for reinstatement. Again, any discussion? We'll move to a roll call vote. Dale Nibley, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
And Terry Brown?
Aye.
Okay, we accept reinstatement. Welcome back. Number C, application for establishment license.
I would like to make a motion. This is Suzanne Coleman. I'd like to make a motion that we accept the application for the establishment license from Universal Technical Solutions, doing business as Tager Optical in Phoenix.
This is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that.
We have a motion by Suzanne and a second by Sherry to accept the application for establishment license. We'll have any discussion? We'll move to a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
And Terry Brown?
Aye.
Okay. We will accept their application for establishment license, and we will now move back to 5A, possible violation. If you've got a copy of the email from the new owner of Tager Optical, I accept that as a valid reason for not having it soon, and she jumped all over this as soon as she was notified that she needed to transfer that establishment license to the new ownership. And I think if there was any fault, it was with the optician that sold it to her. But anyway, I think it's an acceptable explanation for this first-time offense. And it looks like she's also trying to get herself set up to become a licensed optician. And I commend her for her activity in that avenue. And for that reason, I would like us to go ahead and dismiss the possible violation against Universal Solutions if someone would make that motion.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we dismiss the possible legal action against Universal Technical Solutions doing business as Tager Optical for having no establishment license, since they have duly applied for the establishment license at this time.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded about dismissing this possible violation due to the fact that she's responded quickly and thoroughly. Any discussion? We'll do a roll call vote. All those in favor, or no? Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
And Terry Brown?
Aye.
Okay, we will dismiss that possible violation against them and welcome them again as a newly licensed establishment. Future meeting dates, again, we're set up with our usual May, June, no meeting in July, August, September, October, November, December. Future agenda items, we will have a
follow-up for the FDA.
Follow-up on the rules on the next meeting. We should have something else. I thought we had one other thing.
With the FDA Office of Criminal Investigation, right?
Yes. That didn't get on this agenda. I don't know. Maybe we don't have any other information yet, so we're going to definitely move it forward. Megan, if you could make sure we have more information to follow up on that.
I'm sorry. Scott, may I talk about that?
You can't actually talk about it, but it could be agendized for the next meeting.
For next meeting.
It isn't agendized this week.
Right, because it didn't get on this one. So, if we could definitely get that on the next one, and then we will have two future agenda items, the discussion about the rules, and definitely the three rules committee members will have a time to get together and go over that prior to our next meeting. Any other items to bring up? We got a call to the public. Do we have any public on? I guess just us. It is now 10:49 a.m. and we are adjourned.
All right, guys. I'll send you a text soon.